You know, oftentimes people worry about the wrong things. I have a friend who built a new supermarket. It was a big one. It carried all the name brands plus a complete line of generic foods. It had computerized checkout stands, a complete pharmacy, a fish market, and an ice cream parlor. And my friend was all nervous and excited on the day of the grand opening. His primary concern was the computerized electronic gear that was supposed to help people get checked out in a hurry. So while the clowns entertained the kids with free balloons, he watched over the checkout stands, and everything went great. Everything out front went very smoothly. But he didn't know that back in the warehouse, everything was getting bogged down to the point where it would soon cripple his entire business. This man was concerned about the wrong thing. Now, Christian, you can be like that, especially about a passage of Scripture such as we have today. People worry about the wrong things and actually miss the point. The passage is John chapter 15, the abiding chapter, so crucial to the life of daily discipleship. Here's the picture. The vine dresser is out there in the vineyard doing his work. He is cutting back sprouts here and pruning a branch there, because left to themselves, the branches will produce a good deal of unprofitable growth. For maximum fruitfulness, some drastic pruning must take place. Now we read Christ's words, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." And later he talks about those who do not abide in him being cast out as a branch and thrown into the fire and burned. Now remember, he's talking about fruit-bearing, not saving faith. So in this passage, when Jesus talks about taking away a branch, he is not talking about throwing away Christians. For heaven's sake, he's talking about making more Christians. And that's what we should be concerned about. Are you abiding in Christ? Are you spending enough time in the Word of God to have something to share with others? Are you thinking about the Lord through the day and seeing answers to prayer? Begin to practice the abiding life, and God will give you a fruitful life. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.